Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord, everyone, welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm Pastor Bell, and Pastor Beasy will be with us shortly. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm going to go ahead and read a scripture. And I'd like to welcome everyone for Thankful Thursday. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 15th verse. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you for your word, thanking you for the listeners and those who participate. We're giving you, Father God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we're binding up anything and everything that's not like you today, Father God, that we're able to receive your word, that we're able to allow your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. Lord, we just give you thanks today, Father God. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We're thanking you, Heavenly Father, for the scriptures today, that word that's so important for us to make it day by day, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, as the scripture teaches us, that we ought to pray without ceasing. Today, thank you for God's word. As the scripture I read earlier, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then the verses before that, verse 16, said rejoice evermore. So we should rejoice in this word. Colossians 3 and 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Amen, amen. So amen. We ought to thank God for all of them.
Yes, yes.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Pastor. You weren't hearing me?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow. But thank you, Pastor. I appreciate you coming in. So y'all didn't hear the song either, huh?
No, Pastor. Nothing.
Wow. Well, thank God. I just thank God for you, honey. You know what to do. So
morning,
I just appreciate
birthday.
I appreciate it. God knows I do. I don't know what was going on there. Well, okay.
Praise God.
Did you do a word of prayer?
Yes, I did. I did prayer. I read scriptures.
Really?
I could pray. Yes, Pastor.
Wow. That is awesome. I can't hear this. Yeah, I'm thinking that we was on. Well, okay. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Praise God.
I'm just out there. I just thank God for you. Pitching in. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we've been dealing with this subject, and I'm not sure, but Pastor, wherever you was at, go ahead. Pick up where you was at, and then I'll come in when you're done here.
And we just want to give thanks for the word today. And
exactly.
I had read Colossians 3 and verse 15, where it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." And you had shared with us yesterday about the oneness, and that's what the Lord wants, is us to be one with him. And so that's what I was sharing. And also Colossians 2 and verse 2, it says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God and the Father of Christ. Amen, amen. I'm just thankful for the word, thankful for the scriptures. And thank you for my for our teacher. Amen.
Bless you. Bless you. I just thank God for you, Pastor. Well, listen, brothers and sisters. One of the scriptures, well, first of all, let me make sure I open up this right. If anybody have any scripture you like to thank God for, now is the time to do that. And we'll keep it open for you to do that. I call it getting the elephant out the room. Go ahead on and clear it. Anybody that's coming forth, come forth with a scripture. Hallelujah. And be thankful for the scripture. Because we know you already going to thank God for your day and your food and your living, your waking up, your job, da-da-da-da-da, fam. Mm-hmm. We want to give God thanks for this word here. Hallelujah. In all things, give thanks. And speaking of scriptures, the scripture I'm really excited about is in Ephesians 2 and 1 through 10. It's where I want to give God thanks for today. And that's the scripture I'm riding with today. I'm liking this. I'm really liking this scripture here. So I'll ask Pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible, and I'll go ahead and read it out of King James. It says, "And you have he quickeneth, who were dead in trespasses and in sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin." Hallelujah. That's awesome, people. While you were yet dead in your sin, God loved you. "And have quickened us together with Christ by grace, ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come you may have show," I'm sorry, "that in the age to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For where his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, "It wasn't so long ago that you were marred in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. Fill your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. We all did it, all of us doing what we felt like doing. when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead life and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in the company with Jesus our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us. With all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He created each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm thankful for this scripture. I know today is Thankful Thursday. In the second chapter, the rulers of the kingdom of the air was understood by Paul's readers to mean Satan. They believed mm-hmm. that Satan and the evil spiritual forces inhabit the region between earth and the sky. Satan is really the picture, as we understand scripture, I think in 2 Corinthians 4:3, he is called the God of this world. So when you read Ephesians 2, I want you to understand, it says, you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses. Now, what made us dead is because we had not crucified the flesh. We had not given over to God. But he goes on one step farther and says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. People, that's real. That's real.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's real.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who the prince of the power of the air, you need to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit world. There's a spirit world out there that Satan dominates.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Yes,
and the
is.
Bible calls it the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He's not talking mm-hmm. about nobody that's not part of the church or not part of Christ. Because a lot of people think this scripture reference to people who don't belong to a church or people who don't follow the teaching of the Bible. That's not who he's talking about. He's talking about a spiritual world. The world, and if I got to be honest, the world, they don't care. They're doing their own thing. They in their clubs. They're doing this. They're doing that. They don't care about
mm-hmm.
the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying
Amen.
To preach the gospel in some of these clubs and places. They ain't trying to preach the gospel. They're talking about a spiritual world. They're talking about
mm-hmm.
the church, the organized church.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit
right.
that, and the Bible calls them children of disobedience, among
right.
whom also we have had our conversation in time past, in the lust of
yes.
our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brother, I got to be honest with you the best way I know how. A person has to become part of the resurrection. That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's when
Amen.
You're living in victory, because you become part of the resurrection. And the resurrection that is in Christ, that shows victorious or being victory over Satan and his power. That's why the Bible talks about the rulers of the of this world. In Ephesians 6, he talks about put on the whole armor of God so you'll be able to withstand against the, well, wiles of the devil or these evil forces. In that 10th verse, he talks about that a Christian life is battling in the spirit world. Don't worry about the flesh. It's the spirit world that we are battling with, the forces.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that we are. And then I'm thinking of another scripture. I'm thinking about 1 Peter, and I'll get Pastor to read that. 1 Peter 5 and 8. You got to be able to withstand these attacks that comes from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
People, there's a lot of attacks that's coming from the enemy, and you may not realize it, and you may not know it, but these are attacks. So I'm going to go ahead on and deal with the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is there are spiritual weakness in high places. And over in 1
mm-hmm.
Peter, read that for me, Pastor. 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Okay. Turn to King James. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Mm. He wants to get you off point. He'll do whatever it takes to get you out of God. Whatever that means is what he'll do. And he don't have any problem doing it. Trust me. When I tell you he don't have any problems in doing it, he attacks a lot of ways. He attacks a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I can deal with this stuff. Go ahead on and deal with these things. We're grown people in the Lord. We're not babes in Christ any longer.
Amen.
We're no longer babes in Christ.
Amen.
There are
issues that
you got to realize that you need to deal with and not allow these things to continue on. So the Bible says, watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Pastor to read that out the Messenger Bible as well.
Okay.
Because I want you to understand this. You have an adversary. It ain't your mama. It ain't your children. It ain't your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your fiance, your whatever. It ain't none of these. It ain't even your job. The adversary is the devil, and he'll use those people to whatever it is to get you to stop believing in truth.
Yeah.
You got to go ahead on and break that. You got to break that cycle. You got to break that thing that Satan had put up there. So the Bible says you're wrestling. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So it don't have nothing to do with flesh and blood. But against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's scripture. And if you're not familiar with this, then you have to make yourself familiar with this. Because there's all kind of spirits that are going around. Satan will tell you anything. He wants the final decision, but you got to know who you're dealing with. If you don't, it's like you're shadow boxing. You ain't hitting nothing. But once you recognize and identify the elephant in the room, then you know what to fight. And all of us have different, and I'm going to be honest, we all got different elephants that we're dealing with, but go ahead on and confront it. Whatever it is, and stop trying to hold on to something Satan has poisoned your mind about. You can't do this. No, you can do it. You're queens. You're kings. You're a chosen generation. You're everything the Word of God say you are. That's what you got to start believing and get away from that other crazy stuff. Start believing what the Word says, and then you start speaking it on your life.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
A lady told me the other day, come out, oh, I have allergies against pets. I said, oh, really? How you know that? Well, my mama told me that. Well, you've been believing that lie ever since you were young. I said, my mom told me a bunch of stuff. Because my mom told me that Santa Claus was coming down the chimney and give us some toys, but we had to go to sleep. You got to go to sleep so Santa Claus can come and bring the toys to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking about that thing. We didn't even have a chimney. Yeah, we never. See, a lot of stuff we've been taught is a bunch of lies, people. You know, it's just like, I could go on a lot of stuff. They'll teach the women to save themselves, but the men, they can run buck wild. No, teach the men to save themselves too.
Amen.
Yeah, but we teach the truth. Teach that everybody have to love each other. No matter what, teach you have to deal with and confront some elephants that's in the room, that's in your closet.
Yeah,
you know, there are issues. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, if you got trust issues, you can't trust the Word of God. Y'all may not like that, but I'm telling you the truth. You got to be able to trust God's Word and act on it. And if you got trust issues, go on and get delivered from that. Because those trust issues are going to go on into relationship and everything else with your children, your grandchildren. Because, see, once that seed is there, if you don't pluck that thing up and deal with it, you're going to continue to be dealing with it and you don't even know it.
Yes.
That's why I don't like jealousy. See, when a person is jealous, that's trust issues with me. You know, I mean, for what? That bothers me. So that's one of the issues I have to deal with.
Yeah.
I have to deal with that. I have to deal with the fact that, you know, people have a trust issue. But I tell you, if you can't trust God's word, then you're not going to trust people. You're not going to trust. And if you can't trust, period, you're not going to trust God's word.
Amen.
These are spirits, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's not flesh and blood. It's principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness. And the Bible calls it your adversary. It ain't God's stuff. It's Satan's stuff. Well, go ahead and read that for me, Pastor. I'm sorry. I got carried away.
No problem. That's all right. We need to hear that. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep. Amen.
The Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got the spirit mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that you put on the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And then that 27th verse says, neither give place to the devil. You got to stop giving place to the devil. You don't give him place.
Amen.
To get you acting on stuff, you got to keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give him place. Because I'm going to tell you how the devil operates. You let him sit over there in that seat, he's going to drive. And then once he start driving, he don't know where to park. He'll keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the way this stuff operates, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you right now, over there in Ephesians 6, that's real. That is real. That's mm-hmm. real as they come. When God start off by telling you to be obedient, and that was a reason mm-hmm. for all that. Because when you get down there around that 10th verse, he talks about, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil got a lot of tricks, people. And he want to play mm-hmm. with our mind. He want to play with our heart. You got to guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to denounce some things in your life and let it stop right there. That's why the Bible says, you stole, steal no more. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's not right to get angry. The Bible lets you get angry, but you don't stay angry. You got to get
past that
because if you let that seed stay in there, all it's going to do is multiply. That's why I was mm-hmm. telling you about trust issues. When you got trust issues, that all that's going to do is multiply. It becomes like a cancer. It began to eat away at everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it starts with relationship. Then you'll never be able to trust the word of God. Well, why, Lord, why didn't you do this for me? Why didn't you do that? And then you'll find it'll go over into your family.
Then there'll come a point in time
you won't believe in nobody. You won't even believe in yourself. You can't even trust yourself. You say, well, wait a minute. Let me go back and lock that door. You just locked it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You'll find yourself, I'm telling you the truth, you'll find yourself doing everything over and over and over because you have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes, so you have to stay in the faith. You have to continue in the faith. So when the Bible tells you to take on the whole armor of God, one of the things you want to, so you can stand, one of the things you want to take on is the word of God and stand in the word.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself in the word of God. You don't know what the scriptures say? Then ask me, ask pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got a young man on here, and he's, I was just explaining to him just yesterday the importance of trusting the word of God. So in Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart now. That's the first thing to tell you to do. Well, how you do that? You get in the word of God and you trust it. Because see, Satan don't want you to trust God's word. He never wanted us to trust the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He talked Adam and Eve out of trusting the word of God.
Yes,
I know God has said this, and I know God has said that. See, if Satan can talk you out of trusting the word of God, he just talked your salvation right out of your life, and you don't even know it. Because he has a way of blinding your mind. He blinds people's minds so they don't see. You think you see, but you don't see. And what you think you see, you don't see. So I'm thankful for scriptures that open this stuff up, like 2 Corinthians 4, to know that there is a God of this world. There is a God before you get to God.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you never heard that before, but it's the truth. There's a God there, and you deal with it before you get to God himself. You have to deal with Satan and denounce him and all of his powers. Because he is the ruler of darkness. That's what the Bible is talking about. So you got to deal with all that before you get to God. And that needs to be taught in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. So when he says, finally, he's bringing something to a conclusion. When you say, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, he's telling you where you're going to get your strength from. When you done did all this other stuff, finally, you done checked every doctor out. You done checked every hospitalized. You done checked every theological seminary out. You checked all mm-hmm. this stuff out finally.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You come yeah. to a point in your life and you realize, you know what, only God can help me with my situation.
Yeah.
And you need to be strong in him because you're going to deal with some things.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
You got to put on God's armor.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer is on with God's clothing. You got to. You can't yeah. use your stuff. See, your stuff hey. Is weak stuff. The world
mm-hmm.
stuff is weak stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, that's why we got to continue in the Word of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. These tricks that the devil put on us. He wants
mm-hmm.
you to think. He wants you to do that.
Yes, yes.
He don't want you to know that you're wrestling against the spirit world. He don't want that. So that's why God making it known. You don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but
mm-hmm.
against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's
yeah.
all Satan will, man. And you have to
mm-hmm.
get in there and see what he's talking about.
Amen.
I hurt
Amen.
The people because I know how Satan will trick people.
Yeah, yeah.
Satan, you had anything, anybody else have anything they want, a scripture they want to thank God for? Anybody else? Pastor, you wanted to comment one more time? I know we passed the time, but anybody else have any?
I just wanted to read that Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 from the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay.
And it reads, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So don't take everything. I'm sorry. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. The same way prayer is essential in the ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirit up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen, amen.
Amen. Anyone there? Hallelujah. That's awesome. Well, we'll pick that up tomorrow, Pastor, right there in Ephesians 6. I know the Lord just, you know, I just flow with whatever God is doing and whatever trending, that's what I go with. And God wants us to know this is a fight to the finish. You're going to have to fight for your salvation. You're going to have to fight your way through.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And like I said, I was telling that young man, you know, which is really important, you got to allow your mind to be renewed in the Word of God. It has to be
mm-hmm.
renewed on the Word of God. It has to be unconditionally renewed on the Word of God.
Yeah.
Unconditionally renewed
That's
on the
cool.
Word of God.
Yeah.
That has to become your character. So I said to him, calm down, and go ahead on and make that decision that you're going to live by the Word of God, because that's real truth. everything else is not really truth. It is a truth, but it's not the truth, and you want to live by the truth. But anyway, we'll get into it tomorrow. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, and continue to pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.